Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 20th day of the month of Tammuz. As always, as we've been doing the last few days, we continue to direct our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers to all those impacted by the tragic building collapse almost a week ago now in Surfside, Florida. And we ask for you to please keep all of those who are missing and their families in your tefillot. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Enum. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yehuda Merilis of West Coast NCSY in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Dibur Chizuk. Should be immediately followed by Rabbi Merilis slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishabirach, Lecholim, and Achenim. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Merilis.
Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to my fellow West Coasters. I just want to thank the OU leadership for putting together this daily inspirational opportunity for all of us, and it's an honor for me to recite Tehillim and share words of Chizuk with all of you today. This week, we read a parsha about a true hero of the Jewish people, and that is Pinchas. And until 2 years ago, every time we got to this Torah portion, I used to contemplate, what does it mean to be a Jewish hero? And believe it or not, of all places, on a Delta flight 2502, I gained much insight and understanding on what it is to be a hero of the Jewish people. Just a couple of years back, I was at a conference in Chicago, and I needed to get back to be with my family, particularly my son's performance that I was missing. I told him I watched a video with him that night, and I needed to get on the flight, and I was running late. I was trying to get on an earlier flight, and I was going from Chicago to Las Vegas. I got to the airport. I went to the wrong terminal because the Uber dropped me off at the wrong terminal. Classic. And I decided I'm going to run from one terminal to the next because any other way would probably take longer. And out of breath, I finally get to my gate and I jump on. They're already boarding and I click my boarding pass and I get into the alleyway, get into the plane. And all of a sudden, somebody reaches for my arm and pulls me back and says to me, "Where are you going?" And I said, "To Las Vegas." And they said, "Well, this flight's going to Paris, so I would assume you probably want to find your flight." So I get off, and now I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I'm for sure going to miss my flight." I refreshed my app on my phone, and I see I had the wrong gate. They changed the gate on me. So I run to the other side of the airport, and I see in the distance that there's nobody even waiting for the flight. I was sure I missed it. I wouldn't know what I was going to tell my family. And I get there. Sure enough, the door is open. And they say, "Oh, you're Yehuda." I'm like, "Yeah." They let me run on the plane. I get into my seat, smack in the middle of the plane, one middle seat waiting for me. So I hop on the plane. I sit down. And they start taxiing to the runway. And to make things more exciting, I started feeling very dizzy. And I felt like I was going to pass out on the plane. And I started getting nervous. What if we get in the air? I don't know what's wrong. So as the captain announces the final call that we're going to take off, I reach up and I push my call button. And of course it goes ding, and everybody on the plane looks to see who is that guy who pushed the call button right before takeoff. And sure enough, they're all looking at me. The stewardess unbuckles her seatbelt, comes running to me and says, "What's wrong?" And I tell her, "I'm not feeling well. I feel like I'm going to pass out any minute." Then she runs to the back. She tells the captain to hold off a minute. She brings me a bag of ice, because I guess that's what they taught her in stewardess school. And she says, "Put this on your head and hopefully you'll feel better." And then another steward brings me a cup of green tea. to calm me down, and another stewardess wants to give me Tylenol or Advil, and they're fighting over which one. And I know all they want to do is just get this plane in the air, but I'm a little nervous to go in the air if I'm going to pass out. And finally, one stewardess looks at me and asks me the question everybody on the plane wanted to hear the answer to. And everybody's listening to her, and she says to me, "Are you comfortable with this plane taking off?" And my last words before I passed out to her were, "I'm not sure that's a good idea." And that was it. The next thing I know, they wake me up, and they're putting me in a wheelchair and taking me off the plane. And I'm all confused, and sure enough, a real medic meets me right outside the plane. I'm sitting down in the wheelchair, and the medic looks at me and says to me, "You're dehydrated." And I'm thinking, oh, that could be, I'm in a daze. She takes out a bottle of water. She gives me a bottle of water, and sure enough, slowly I'm sipping water. Then she gets a Powerade, and I'm switching off with the Powerade. Sure enough, after 10 minutes, I'm literally back to my old chirpy self. It was true. All I was dehydrated. And all of a sudden, I realized I want to get back on the plane. So I said, can I get on the plane? I need to get back to my family. And I said, no, the plane's already off to go take off again. You turned around the whole plane to bring you back. And I realized at that point that I probably caused enough heartache. I was like, I'll just stay here in Chicago for the night. Let me call my family and let them know. And I take out my phone, and I'm about to call my family. And I get a notification that we all dread getting. But for the first time in my life, this notification meant a lot more than what it said. And I open it up, and sure enough, it's the red bold letters that we all see in Google when we're checking our flight. And it says Delta 2502, and in bigger, bolder letters, delayed 2 hours and 30 minutes. And I start chuckling, thinking to myself, this is the first time I actually know why my flight is delayed. And then slowly, my demeanor gets a little bit more serious, and I realized at that moment, for the first time in my life, how much of an impact just me alone, can have on the world. How many people missed appointments, missed their son's graduation, maybe lost a job opportunity, may have missed a funeral. Someone may have missed their last opportunity to see a loved one. All because of the hypochondriac Marilis who got a headache on a flight. I want to take a moment to talk about the other kind of impact that we are seeing in these challenging times. In NCSY, where I work, I've seen firsthand how my own colleagues have become a Pinchas of our generation. In a year of a pandemic, we in NCSY have seen unprecedented growth in all aspects. But most notably in how many students arrived in Israel this summer. In fact, the challenges that we faced making this happen, we did that with the understanding that they likely wouldn't even be able to go. But through our tireless efforts and the efforts of the NCSY directors and national summer team, this week on the Parsha of Pinchas, over 2,000 students arrived safely in Israel for their summer of growth and inspiration. But one doesn't need to look far to see the incredible and heroic impact of the simplest Jews. More charities being given than ever. Strategic organizations are starting everywhere. Programs for those in need are more robust than ever. Prayers, tefillos with such sincerity that no doubt are shaking the heavens. Let's just look at the hundreds of heroes on this call alone. Coming together for what? Just to call out to Hashem, to call out to God, and to make an impact. Pinchas was an example of how the Jew must behave in challenging times. And Zevi Pinchas is looking down at all of us and shepping so much nachas right now. So when we say the words of King David momentarily, please have the following message in mind. We're asking God to end spiritual collapse of morality in the world. And we're asking him to stop the physical collapse of buildings and bleachers and of our beloved people. And finally, let's whisper to God above and say on the 9th of Av, it will mark again the saddest day of the year Only this year we have already seen the saddest days of the year. God, we beg of you, on the ninth day this year of that month above, bring us all home to join each other in song and dance to celebrate the end of all this pain and suffering with the rebuilding of the third and final Beit HaMikdash. Umheira b'yameinu. Amen. Please join me. We will start with Psalm 20, chapter 20. Lamanatseach mizmor l'David Ya'amcha adonar b'yom tzara Yisagev choshein Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh U'mitzion yisadecha Yizgar kol minchosecha V'yolazcha yidash nesela Yitein lecha kilvavecha V'chal atzavcha yimalei Niranin obishuosecha V'shem Eloheinu nigdol Yimalei adonai kol mishalosecha Ata yadati ki yoshia adonai meshicha Yanei mishmei kacho bigvuros yeshayimino Eila barecha v'yeila batusim Anachnu b'shem adonai eloheinu naskir Heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nistodod Adonai yoshia amelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We continue with chapter 23. Mizmar leDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yaleini Nafshi Shoved Yamcheinu Bimagle Tzedek Leman Shemo Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Talmavet Lo Idarak Yata Imadi Shiflecho Mishantecha Hey, my Nachmuni, Taroch lefanai shulcha neged tzorer Rodi shanta b'shem enoshi kol sirvoya Ach tova chesed yidufuni kol yimei chayoy V'shafti b'veis Adonai liorech yamim. We continue with chapter 121. Shir l'malos esaynai elehorim Eayin yavo ezri Ezri meim Adonai, Yoseh Shemayim v'oret, Al yitein lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzulcha, Yad yiminecha. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakekov, Yareach baloilo. Adonai ishmarcha mikora ishmar et nafshecha Adonai ishmar teizcho v'yecho me'atov yadovam. We will end with chapter 130. Shir amalos mimamakim krasicha Adonai Adonai ishma b'koli Tiyeno aznecha kashuvos b'kol tachanunoi Im avonos ishmar yoh Adonai miyamok, yimchaz lichol man tibodei. Kivitzi Adonai kivsa nafshi, v'lidvodoi echolti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arbeimu fidus v'chu. Yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonoisov. We will now say to Misha Berach, I will pause for everybody to say the names of their fellow loved ones, or friends, or family. Misha Berach, Avosenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarach, Virape, Tacholim. Ba'avur shakolak ahol mispalalim ba'avuram b'scharze HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei racham emalav v'achalimam v'arafosam v'achuzikam v'achayosam yishlach mo'meheir refuah shalemim v'ashmayel v'ramach evarav v'shtagidav v'sof sharafel yishol refuah sanefesh refuah saguf hashta ba'golah v'zman kariv v'namar amein Acheinu kolbeis Yisrael v'namsunim v'atharu v'ashivya Ha'om din bein bayam ubein bayabasha amakam yirachim aleim yotzim nitzara levarcha meyafela liyodra mishiibo gilegeula hashta bagala uvizman kariv binomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Marilis. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need, especially thinking of those in Surfside, but really all of us, or whatever it is that we're hoping for, that we're praying for, whatever our needs might be, all of our tefillot, all of our prayers should be answered, the tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Michal Chaimov of the Bukharian Congregation of Jamaica State in Queens, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.